Using my four-phase action plan, I remember being in your position, just getting started, and I look back at the first purchase I made, and I realize how many people thought I was taking a huge risk. Honestly, I knew that I wasn't. I'd acquired all the knowledge I could through networking with important contacts by visiting properties and analyzing the profitability of owning and renting a property. And something inside me told me that I could make money in real estate, and I was thrilled and excited to get started. I felt that from that point on, I'd be my own boss, which was a dream come true. Over the years, I've espoused the benefits of self-employment literally all over the world. And as you'd expect, I've been greeted with many different responses. Some people are just not psychologically equipped or don't have the temperament to be in business for themselves. They want someone else to tell them what to do. They fear having to make a decision. When they do have to make one, they agonize over it for days. And when they make a mistake, it's like the world is coming to an end. These people procrastinate. They make decisions reluctantly, and they develop a style that has them coming in second place in the race for success. Self-employment isn't for them. However, for those with plain, old-fashioned guts and self-confidence and the right knowledge, particularly the right knowledge, the future is limitless. I suggest you look in your mirror and ask yourself the basic question. Am I capable of making a quick, final decision, living with it, and not looking back with regret? And if you can say yes to that, then you've got a future with limitless possibilities ahead of you. Is there a middle road? You bet there is. It's simply becoming a part-time real estate investor where you buy one single-family rental home or maybe a multifamily property. Then you might decide to buy one more, and then another. Are you working for yourself when you do this? Of course you are. But maybe you're more comfortable thinking about real estate investing this way as a part-time way to supplement your income or buy a new car or take a vacation. Maybe your current line of work keeps you challenged, but you'd like to explore real estate investing because, well, it sounds interesting. After all, keeping your full-time job may offer insurance and other benefits. Since my course is set up to make it easy for you to spend only 4 to 5 hours per week on real estate investing and still be successful, you definitely can take this route too. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss how to begin planning a successful investment career, how to put an investment plan into action. Let's get started.